Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey joins us now from Block Club Chicago with a Chicago rat report. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, there's a new playground going in at Oz Park in Lincoln Park, one of those wooden castle-like structures, but that's not why this was our top story yesterday, Bob. The problem is to get rid of the old rotting castle that's there now, they've got to clean up the park, and the alderman, Timmy Knudsen, told us that the unsexy truth is that Oz Park has one of the largest underground rat beds in the city, he said. I've never heard of the term rat bed, but it made all of our skin crawl the second we read it. I guess this is no surprise to neighbors around that Lincoln Park area, where they know very well that Oz Park's a beautiful park. This is at the corner of Lincoln and Webster, but yes, it has a serious rat problem. And so the construction workers, talk about a thankless job. They've got a dig it up. They're trying to kill and not just displace as many of the rats as possible. But yeah, that's the project going on there. So if you live nearby or you're thinking about visiting, you unless you want to see this process, I might want to clear away for a while. It's yeah, it's pretty gross. It led to a lot of comments on our story just about other parks around the city, and as we all know, we've got a serious rat problem in Chicago, and people are weighing in that their parks as well have underground rat beds, I guess.
Now get some cats over to Oz Park, at least, quick.
Absolutely, absolutely.
In Jefferson Park, it's all about Al Capone. When is this place opening?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure if this is actually your type of thing, Bob, but they're opening a dinner theater in Jefferson Park. It opens on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Vito's Vault, and it's in the former Galvin's Public House Bar at 5901 West Lawrence. And anyone that remembers the old Tommy Gunn's Garage in the South Loop, this is a couple of the guys that used to work there, including Mark Forrest Verkler, who worked there for years. He's the owner of this new place. They're going to serve a three-course meal, and then they're going to have all kinds of gangsters coming out. There's going to be some sort of vaudeville-like comedy shows. Police raids during the dinner, and really just trying to entertain everyone with 1929 Chicago. So Vito's Vault, if you're into Tommy Guns and people talking like this, that's your place to go. It looks like a lot of fun. It's going to be sort of a speakeasy theme to it as well.
Talk about the Underground Railroad Museum.
That's right. This is a place Chicagoans may know this, the Quinn Chapel, which is on the near south side. It's got a ton of Chicago history. This is the oldest black-led church congregation in the city of Chicago, 180 years old. They've been in their gorgeous old building since 1891. It was rebuilt after the Chicago fire. They are building an underground railroad museum in their basement. They really kicking this off in earnest this week because they finally paid off their $500,000 mortgage. They had a mortgage burning party, and they're turning attention to this underground railroad museum. The church was played a really big role in the Underground Railroad. This was a stopping point for people, for slaves coming from the South trying to get to Canada or Detroit, and just tons of history in that building itself. Martin Luther King addressed the congregation, Barack Obama, and most recently it was a seat for a couple of the episodes of The Bear filmed outside, just because it's really a gorgeous church with lots of history. So we'll keep an eye on this and let you know how it progresses with the museum there. They're going to hold it in the basement, and then they're really hoping to tell more Chicagoans and tourists about the role it played in a big part of American history.
Nice. Seamus Toomey, thank you for the extremely local news. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Bob.